This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Anyone actually love paying taxes?
Hi, this is Tyler Tinsman, Senior Vice President of Lending from AgWest Farm Credit. At AgWest, we know agriculture isn't just a business, it's a way of life, which means we deeply understand the needs of your business. Whether your operation is large, small, or anywhere in between, our customer members are at the center of everything we do, and our team is ready and here to help you succeed. Stop by the branch or visit agwestfc.com to learn more. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Your locally owned, nationally known mattress firm not only carries the famous Purple mattresses, they have incredible savings on Purple right now. Save up to $800 on Mattress Plus Base. If you've ever dreamed about getting a perfect night's sleep, this is your chance to find out. Up to $500 off the Purple Full Size, $300 off Queen, and $500 off the California King. Payments as low as $39 a month. Get the Purple Rejuvenate Premier for $700 off right now at Mattress Firm.
Mattress Firm, where it's easy to get a great night's sleep.
Hi, this is Patrick Barkey. Here's a recipe for designing an unpopular tax. The first thing is to make it complicated and unpredictable. Montana's property tax certainly checks that box, and the 2025 legislature succeeded in making it more so. To the 16 different classifications of property, we've now made tax rates depend on the value of your property and how you use it. I bet that many of the lawmakers themselves couldn't explain it. Secondly, we should make sure that the tax due is unrelated to your ability to pay. Was last year a good one or a bad one for your family or business? It doesn't matter for the property tax. Finally, we should make taxpayers write a big check and hand it over to their governments in a big lump, instead of silently deducting a slice of every paycheck the way the income tax operates. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to come up with a way to make the property tax less popular, except for one thing. It pays for things like schools and police that matter to everyone. And now there's a new problem, and every homeowner knows it. Taxes are going through the roof. You can't describe Montana's property tax in 60 seconds, but you can identify the root of its current problem. It's really just one thing, and that is the meteoric rise in the value of residential real estate. Before the year 2000, home price growth and income growth in Montana were evenly matched, which made sense. Yet since that year, home prices have risen much faster, with periods of rocket-fueled price growth happening at least twice, now and in the years before the Great Recession. The beauty of the property tax, its stability and predictability, have been ripped to shreds as a result. Those galloping prices have made the residential share of the property tax grow to more than 75% of the total. 20 years ago, it was just over half. Is it any wonder that a homeowner's share of the tax burden has grown as well? Until we fix housing markets or find another tax, we can expect more of the same. This is Patrick Barkey with today's Economic Minute for the Northern News Network.